You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I am your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guests today are with Bartlett Regional Hospital, and they've come for my blood. Welcome, Katie Bosler and Jenny Twido.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Of course.
Hey, Shelley.
Hi.
Good to be here.
Yeah, good to have you. And you're both here to talk about the free glucose and cholesterol screening happening this Saturday. But lucky me, I don't have to go to the screening because you have brought it to me.
Right. I appreciate you volunteering for this.
Yeah. Do you want to talk a little bit about what I'm about to do?
Sure. So I'm going to use just a finger pricker, clean your finger off, and then I'm going to fill your blood, fill this little capillary tube with your blood, and then we'll get the cassette running. Takes about 5 minutes to run, so we can talk about the event while that's running.
That sounds perfect. That
okay.
Does not look like a little tube.
It's not. It's a capillary tube. It's very, very tiny.
Okay.
Hold on here.
So she's getting the tube ready. It actually is pretty tiny.
Yeah. We fill it with this much blood.
Just a couple drops. Just a drop.
Okay.
Now
and
she's
I'm
got
clean
my
your
hand.
Finger off.
Just wiping down my index finger.
Drying it off a little bit.
And just dabbing it with some gauze.
Okay, and here we go. 3, 2, 1.
That wasn't bad at all.
All there is to it.
Now she's squeezing a little bit out.
Yeah.
It's very quick.
It is very quick.
Now she's collecting
the
blood.
You're not going to be a super great bleeder for me, though.
Sorry.
That happens sometimes. We learn how to be patient as nurses.
My arm is probably not in the best position. It's kind of stuck between two computer monitors while I'm talking on the mic here.
Sure.
It's snowing outside.
And it's beautiful outside. So the event is this Saturday. To note, we've had this event many, many times at the Nugget Mall, but we have changed the venue, and it's going to be at the Robert Valiant Administration Building at the hospital.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to go from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and we're going to be doing this to many, many people.
Well, what are some of the things you want people to think about as we're doing this on-air demo? What can a screening do for their overall health?
Well, we have students coming from the UAS nursing program, and they are going to be taking blood pressures. The American Heart Association says that nearly half of Americans over the age of 20 have high blood pressure, and they don't even know it. So that's one of the things that we would like to do with this event and events coming up is really have maybe a younger demographic of people come and really focus on prevention.
There you go. When you say younger demographic, what kind of age groups are you hoping for?
We're hoping to get anybody who has risk factors. So if you have a family history of high blood pressure or heart disease. Sorry.
No, that's okay. Just to update everybody, I've got my finger back. It's pretty much unmarked. And I'm just holding a little bit of gauze to it. Just make sure I don't bleed on the microphones. And now, what are you doing there, Jenny?
I'm just making sure that the cassette gets all the way filled, since you weren't a super great bleeder. But I think we're good.
I think that's a good thing.
I don't know. Well, you know. Okay, so I'm going to put this little cassette into my machine here in about 5 minutes, hopefully. We have enough blood on this cassette. I will have some results for you.
All right, and if they're any good, I'll share them on the air. So what kind of things are you testing with this blood test? I know it's glucose and cholesterol. What kind of results are you going to get back? Are they going to be numbers? What do those numbers mean?
So we're going to check your total cholesterol, and it should be less than 200. And we're going to check your blood glucose, and your blood glucose kind of fluctuates throughout the day, before and after eating meals. But we like to see adults 70 to 140.
Okay. I didn't fast today or anything, so it said fasting optional on the information that I read.
Right. In order to get an accurate reading of your triglycerides, which is another part of your cholesterol, you need to fast.
Okay.
Obviously, we want people to fast if they're interested in getting their cholesterol, but understand that you may be there is a weight. So I don't want people coming and not feeling well and passing out. So use good judgment for fasting. It's not necessary to get a good cholesterol reading and to get a good blood glucose reading.
So the event starts at 10 a.m. on Saturday. When you say fast, do you mean people should just skip breakfast?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So we are going to be checking your blood pressures. We're going to be checking cholesterol, which is going to give us your LDL level, which is the bad cholesterol in your blood, and your HDL, which is the healthy cholesterol. And then obviously triglycerides if you've fasted, but it's not necessary to fast. We all know that to promote good cholesterol, we should be eating lots of good fish, avocados, whole grains, and staying away from a lot of processed foods. And then, of course, exercise most days of the week.
Great. All right. So
we will also have a hands-only CPR class and AED use for while people are waiting.
Oh, great. They can learn how to use those things.
Yeah, the AEDs. We're going to have a little bit of information about the blue zones, which are regions in the world that live longer and live better. Katie and I talked about this a little bit earlier. They eat diets that are really rich in foods and good olive oil. You said Mediterranean diets.
Yeah, there's a book actually called The Blue Zones.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I've read a little bit online, and it's, low-fat diets, gentle exercise, mm-hmm. and kind of a low-stress culture, too, right?
Yeah.
Is that
mm-hmm.
one of the elements?
Yeah, lots of olive oil and fruits and vegetables, mm-hmm. greens.
So I think maybe I'm not a typical patient today, but when folks do come to the screening, are they going to need to fill out paperwork, or can they just go around to the different stations?
Yeah, so generally we have you check in, have you fill out the initial paperwork, get you in as quickly as we can to get your blood pressure checked, because that doesn't take a lot of time. Oh, it says one error occurred. We didn't get enough blood. That
really?
Happens.
That's a shame.
Oh, no. That's a shame. I know. How many times does that happen? Not very often.
Really?
Yeah. But we'll have people check in. We'll have blood pressures checked. And then like I said, this generally takes about 5 minutes.
That was pretty quick.
Yeah, the collection time, and then the actual poking and filling the cassette. We say we can do about a person every 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So there is a lot of waiting time. We're going to have the Blue Zone information playing. We're going to have the hands-only CPR class. We're going to have some information about National Park Service. It's called ParkRx. And it's about the benefit of just physically getting outside and how that can impact your health. So we'll have a lot of things for people to do.
We sure will. Looking forward to it. And this is, again, it's going to be at Bartlett Regional Hospital. So this event has been at the Nugget Mall for several years. But now we're kind of branching out, if you will, coming back home coming back home. We're branching out with the activities, the hands-on CPR and the information tables, kind of a mini health fair. But then we are also coming back home. It's in holding this at Bartlett, and we're really excited about it. 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the Robert Valiant Administration Building on Saturday. And again, it's free. And so the thing I really think is cool about this, Jenny and Shelley, is this is a real opportunity to be proactive with your health, and it doesn't cost you anything.
Mm-hmm.
Right. No, I agree. So again, anybody who has a history of hypertension or diabetes in their family, smokers, if you're a young person and you're a smoker, you're putting yourself at much higher risk to have issues with diabetes, issues with your blood pressure and cholesterol. So come out and let us check and see if you need to get connected with a regular care provider in town for disease prevention. That's what we're really focusing on with these right now.
Well, I think this is an excellent resource, and it's a great thing for the community. Is this an annual event or more than once a year?
Yeah, we do it quarterly, actually.
Cool.
So we'll have the next one coming up will be May 18th. We do have the Alaska Juneau Community Health Fair coming Saturday, March 16th at Thunder Mountain High School. We hold that every year. That's an 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. again at Thunder Mountain High School. And we'll be offering, again, blood pressure checks. This one is not a free event. There, you can pay to have much more, many more different panels for blood. But again, it's at a way discounted cost.
Mm-hmm.
And we have vendor tables set up for exhibitors. We have mini classes at that event as well. Well, again, we'll repeat a hands-only CPR class. I believe we have a chair yoga class and some other presentations at that, too. That'll be a big event as well.
All right. Well, thank you both for coming in and talking today about all these, about the screening this weekend and upcoming events as well. And I'm sorry it didn't work out with my blood today.
Yeah, sometimes. So that's another thing
we'll
to think
know.
About, too, is we like warm hands for this event. So warm your hands up before you come. Grab a hand warmer. It makes things a much, much easier.
Yes. Well, we'll never know my results unless you come back and do this again sometime. So I hope that you will.
Maybe for the May one, I'll come back and I'll bring extra cassettes just in case.
And it'll be a sunny, warm day.
Yes.
Yes, yes. Okay. Well, thanks, Katie Bosler and Jenny Twido, for being here, attempting to test my blood on the air. But you guys can go get your blood tested and get your glucose and cholesterol and all kinds of things checked this Saturday, February 9th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Bartlett Hospital in the Robert Valiant Center. Again, thanks both of you for being here today.
Thank you, Shelley.